How's everybody doing in summer? Doing well? Summer vacation is so far so good. I think everybody looks well on the outside. Either you're enjoying your summer or at work or in the family or in your personal life. Most people appear okay, even well outside. But in your private life, in your private spiritual life, how are you doing? Can you say that you are also well in your private life? In things, in areas, in rooms that nobody can see, are you doing well? I'm not sure. Actually, most of us will look okay in public. But are we doing well in private? That's the question. That shows the real you, who you really are. Last time, we started a series on how to prepare ourselves for spiritual battles that Satan has waged on each one of us. Satan attacks us from inside out. There's no way that we can live a truly triumphant life without being able to defend against our own weaknesses inside, especially those things that we do and will be shown in private when nobody's around, and also Satan's deceitful schemes. I think if we're not careful, we don't know how to be prepared for this spiritual battle that happens every day. We might end up being defeated Christians. Fighting against Satan is like blindfolding yourself and fight with multiple strong, fast, smart fighters who can see. What would be the result? You can see, and you have good fighters who can see surrounding you, fighting you. Most likely you'll be defeated and you'll be injured severely. But the defeat might not show on the outside, because all of us are pretty good at hiding what is inside of us. Aren't we all trained to be able to put on two faces? In public, one face. In private, another face. In private, how are you doing? Some people pretend to be doing well outside, but inside, another hurt, another defeat, another guilty feelings. If they don't deal with these and continue to be defeated by Satan, I'm afraid the hurt might become deeper and deeper, and finally it will show. Everybody will know. You think many famous people, they just overnight commit something really silly. Like even our previous president, Bill Clinton. You think just overnight he became an adulterer? No, it was not overnight. It was Satan's scheme working on him that worked. Because he didn't know how to prepare for the spiritual battle. As I mentioned last Sunday, defeated Christians pursue money, power, fame, sex, worldly comforts, and worldly success. Are you pursuing these? Defeated Christians, they do not live out the teachings in the Bible. They dare not to declare their faith in public, in Christ. They dare not even to pray before meals in public, being afraid that someone would insult them or take away their meal or whatever might happen while they pray. And they do not stand against those wrong social behaviors and values like same-sex marriage, abortion. Defeated Christians do not know who are true Christians and who are false Christians. They think whoever calls themselves a Christian and is going to church, that is a true Christian, even if that person does not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and that the Bible is God's holy word with no error. Defeated Christians do not know that God is against fortune telling. In the United States, it'll be in the format of horoscope. How many of you have checked horoscope and see how you will be doing next week or next month? Many Christians do that. Or witchcraft, or worshipping evil spirits and demons. Or you don't worship evil spirits and demons, but you watch a lot of ghost movies, horror movies. You, on one hand, are scared by that. On the other hand, you're so curious, you want to see more of these. Some of them do not understand Satan's schemes and think that ghosts are for real. As a result, they are haunted by the images in those horror movies, and they have nightmares. They can't sleep. They cannot focus on their studies. And there are some weird behaviors, all because they were caught in the scheme of Satan through these horror ghost movies. I already explained that ghosts don't exist. It is just an illusion created by the demons trying to control people. Let's have some participation time. I enjoy having the congregation to participate. Let me ask you, are you a defeated Christian? Put up your hand if you think you are a defeated Christian who have done just some of the things I mentioned and many other things that I have not mentioned, that you know that it's a sign of defeat when it comes to the spiritual battle. Who is a defeated Christian? Well, we have some really honest people here. That's very good. Honesty is the beginning, as you learn, to putting on the full armor of God. Who admits to be a winning Christian? We have a couple of people who were bold and honest enough to admit that they have been defeated in the spiritual battle. But who admits to be a winning Christian? Nobody. Oh, I got one finger up. Okay, that's good, that's good. So we have one winning Christian, a couple of defeated Christians. How about the others? How about the others? Maybe let me create a third option. Those people who win sometimes but defeated some other times. Who is like that? Most people. I guess now I get everybody's involvement, right? So that's good. But 2 weeks ago, I was driving by Forest Park. There was a church, a Baptist church. There was a billboard that says this: if you give Satan an inch, what would be the second half of the sentence? He will become your ruler. An inch becomes a ruler. If you compromise to Satan even a little bit, if you think it's okay to lose, to be defeated by Satan occasionally, you think you're okay? No. Satan, very gradually, will become your ruler. Actually, there's a similar Chinese common saying that says that 得寸进尺. But here, it is not just the literal meaning, but ruler also means a ruler. Someone who rules over you, not just that ruler that measures distance. How can we not be defeated Christians and being able to stand our Christian ground in this spiritual battle against our own weaknesses and against Satan's evil and deceitful schemes that often attack us by surprise? If you have been here, if you were here last time, you know that by putting on the full armor, not just one piece, and I explained to you how to put on one piece at a time, and then put on the whole piece at the same time, all together, then you'll be able to stand against Satan's evil schemes. Let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. It says that, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. With the belt of truth buckled around your waist. And it continues with other pieces of armor that you should put on your body, spiritual armor. Then you will be able to stand firm in this battle. Part of winning the battle is to stand firm in the battle. If you have seen anyone fight, when that person falls on the ground, that person is very vulnerable and can be very easily attacked and then will say, will be knocked out. But we'll first look at how we put on the belt of truth, the preparation part of that before we put it on. And then we look at how to actually put on the belt of truth. And then we'll learn how to continue to put on the belt of truth, not taking that off, and continue to be strengthened as we continue to put on the belt of truth. But let me ask you, what is the belt of truth? How many of you have read this passage before? Quite a few. So you should understand, right? What is the belt of truth? Those people who put up their hand, I just want one volunteer. Again, I want to encourage you to observe from God's Word yourself, and you will see that you can understand God's Word. Because God's Word is for every Christian, not just the minister or the pastor. Okay, let me ask for a volunteer, because Chinese people are very reserved. They don't volunteer much. Alice, I saw your smile. I thought you must have some thoughts and ideas. Share with me, what is the belt of truth? Verbal expression of the word in the Bible.
Yes, so bring in the Bible. That's why Bobby Matthew said that you can't bring the word to the people. Like the physical Bible, you have what you know about the Bible. You bring it to the people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good. See? We do understand scriptures, although you'll see that there are different levels of understanding that we can get over time. You might have read this passage before, but I'm sure God will reveal to you new truth today through His Word that is timeless. Yes, Paul describes the items in an armor that the Roman foot soldier wore, as in the picture, and then relates that to the spiritual things that we need to do in order to win this spiritual battle. Paul mentioned the armor elements one by one in the order that a soldier would put each piece on. What would a foot soldier first put on? First, it is a belt. Go back, yes, stay there. You'll see the belt that is a man wearing on the left hand side over a tunic or a loose garment. This belt holds both the tunic, like what I'm wearing. If I don't wear it, it will limit my movements, because I might actually trip myself when I'm trying to kick, and then it gets in the way. But when I tie tight here, no matter how high I kick, I will be okay. Okay, it will not get in the way, so it gives me freedom. Second, it is a place to put my sword here, the scabbard of the sword that holds the sword, as you see in the picture on the right hand side. Okay? So again, we'll learn what is the sword of the Spirit later. How is it different from the belt of truth? And next time we'll also learn how to put on the breastplate of righteousness. How is that different from the belt of truth and the sword of the Spirit? Think about these. And we will review that later, but you can already start thinking about these and studying for these. It is the belt of truth. Alice already mentioned that it could be a spoken word from someone telling you about what's in the Bible. That's God's Word. Yes, it is God's Word that people have known, have understood, and also have accepted as true and beneficial. Let me repeat that. It's the knowledge in the Bible people have understood, not just knowledge, but accepted as true and beneficial. Many people, atheists, they read the Bible through and through. They might have more knowledge, but they have no understanding of spiritual things, and they don't believe, they don't accept that as true. it benefits them, it does not benefit them at all. Besides that, the belt of truth also symbolizes the truthfulness of the person approaching God's holy word, the honesty, the humble and the teachable attitude. That means that person comes to God without hiding some shameful, sinful behaviors and put on a good face as if everything is fine, but in private goes back to home in a private room and sin again. Such a people has not put on the belt of truth. This is very crucial. The attitudes towards God's word before you even start to know and understand and accept that as true. Because it gives you a clear conscience. With the clear conscience, you'll be able to accept God's truth. There's a Chinese common saying that says that 为人不做亏心事, 半夜不怕鬼敲门. What does that mean? Anybody who understands Mandarin? Johnny? I thought your Mandarin was pretty good. No? Okay, well, Chinese, we should spend more time learning our own language. So, whose Chinese is pretty good? Put up your hand. Anyone? Anyone understand? Jeffrey, you understand that? yes, that would be pretty good if you understand that. Okay, how about you?
My English is not good.
Okay. Eva, your Mandarin is very good. Translate that into English, your English is also very good.
saying that if you don't do anything that's bad, you're not afraid of ghosts or evil come knocking at your door at midnight.
No fear of ghosts that most people believe will come to revenge on you because they have done something, you know, to them while they were still alive. I think similarly, with a clear conscience towards God, we have no fear towards our enemy who is the devil. And then it's very important, with that clear conscience and that boldness. There's another Chinese common saying that says that to win a fight, the first criteria is courage. The second one, what is that? Strength. The third one is technique. 一勇二力三功夫. So you need to have that courage, that clear conscience first. And then the belt, of course, also holds the sword that we learn that is the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And what does that mean? How is that different from the belt of truth? We'll learn later. The first thing that I learned to be a Taekwondo student was to put on the belt. But even before that, I should first learn the right attitude towards Taekwondo or martial arts. What is the attitude that anyone practicing martial arts should have? The attitude that this person is humble and teachable, willing to learn first, or otherwise that person will get stuck, never learn new techniques. Second, that person has to make a promise not to misuse Taekwondo. For example, show off in public, fight someone in public unnecessarily, but always hold yourself, control yourself in the dojo or the school when you spar with people. So although I am a black belt, I try to control myself not to use my Taekwondo techniques unnecessarily. Otherwise, I think I'll get into more trouble. I might be injured, and might even be killed or become a criminal than other people who don't practice Taekwondo. It's very crucial. Some people think, see, I have good techniques, I can beat up on people. These people will end up being beat up and being killed. Without the proper attitude, your knowledge and your skills will actually harm you. So that's why it's so important that we have the proper attitude when we come to the Holy Word of God. Let me ask you, do you have the right attitude towards God's Word? Are you hiding anything that is sinful in God's eyes? Why you pretend to be okay? You don't need to put up your hand. I don't want to embarrass you, but you know what you are hiding from people and what you are continuing doing in private that is against God's will. Could someone give me some examples? The things that people do in private that are against God's will. Sophia? You were thinking, I saw that. I caught that emotion.
Well, I think an obvious one when you say in quiet is like sexual immorality. Whether it be like pornography or
yes.
With
another person. Adultery in private behind the wife or the husband. What else? Yeah, give me one more example. Yeah. And then it will be Shani's turn.
You mean like done in quiet?
In private, I mean, you know that's sin in God's eyes. What else? Besides pornography, I know many, many people have become victims of internet pornography. It's readily available. Nobody can find out about that. And you are bound by that as if it's a chain. It's suffocating you. And yet you don't have no power to get out of that. What else? Johnny, give me another example.
Gossiping online.
Gossiping online. Oh, okay. Besides gossiping, you know, verbally, people gossip online too. Okay. So, all right. Johnny, give me another example. Let me give you some clues. Anything that you think about in your mind against God's perfect standard in the Bible, anything you speak against God's perfect standard, anything you do with your hands and your feet against God's perfect standard, doesn't that open up a lot more? Swearing, cussing, okay, using bad language. Yeah. I'm sure each one of you can give me an example if you think about it. But it is not about what other people do, it is about what you have been doing in private that you have not gotten rid of. I would like to take this opportunity to help us to be cleansed and to be free from the bondage of sin today. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 to verse 9 that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let's spend about 30 seconds each to pray quietly to God. To just say, go to the next slide. Say, can you forgive me, God? Sorry, God. How about that? Just 30 seconds. Think about what you have been doing that's against God's perfect standard of right and wrong. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to recall, to remember. We easily forget the wrong things that we have done. And we don't remember the good things that God has done for us. That's our sinful human nature. Let's pray in our heart for 30 seconds, and then we'll continue. Okay, time's up. You can continue. Actually, you need to do this every day. And whenever a simple thought comes to your mind, whenever you feel tempted, you should do this and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to overcome that. And then, not only in your mind, you know that you have done wrong, you confess it. But next time Satan knocks at your door, what should you do? You know there are things that have become habits, it's really hard to get rid of. James 4 verse 7 says that, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Satan, the devil, is very powerful, but if you submit to God, rely on the strength and power provided by God in Ephesians 6:10, we looked at earlier, Satan will run away from you because God created Satan. If God did not allow anything to happen, nothing can happen, and Satan will not be able to do anything. So when you submit to God, God will give you the power to overcome sin and defeat Satan's evil and deceitful schemes. Let's do this every day to be cleansed from our sins. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I believe, Rebecca, you go to UT Austin, that's the motto of the school, right? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God has given us the truth through Jesus Christ. When we trust Christ as our Savior, and through God's Word, daily we reflect on our lives, we will be able to be set free from the sins that put people in chains. Now we are ready. Now we have prepared our heart to receive the Holy Word of God, the belt of truth. Let's put it on. Next slide. Let's take some action. But before we take the action, let me ask you, why is it so important to put on the belt before putting on everything else? You might have already gotten some hints from me. Helen. Okay, that's really good. I thought you were not paying attention. You were trying to take a nap or so. Sit up. Okay, straight. It will help you to focus better. Alright? Good answer. As I already mentioned, putting the belt first will help you to be free and allow you to have freer movement when you hold the tunic. And you can also put on the scabbard of the sword. And you will be more ready for battle. After learning the right attitude towards Taekwondo, the next thing that I learned in my Taekwondo class was how to put on the belt properly. How to put on the belt properly. It serves similar functions. When I put on the belt, I feel freer to move, and in my mind, I have that readiness to be trained and to start a new stage. Anytime I put on a new color belt or having a new stripe on my black belt, to learn new techniques, new knowledge, and try to put that into practice in my Taekwondo class in my life to improve my character as well. How can I learn Taekwondo to improve my character? That's something that I've always been thinking about and trying to put into practice. With the belt on, and continue to train, I can become a better martial artist and a Christian. Do you know there are different color belts before the black belt? Could you give me some examples of the colors?
White.
Oh, you went to the school, yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow. David.
Red.
And red. Okay. What else?
Pink.
Huh?
Pink.
Have anyone seen a pink color belt?
Since we have a white belt, you can
blood. Oh, you get blood on the white belt. That's not formal. Okay, next. Let me show you some before I got my black belt. And I want a volunteer, maybe even two, to help me to put them in the right order. Which one first? Which one second? David, could you help me? And Nathan, put them in the right order. What is first? What is second? And so on. So forth. Go ahead. I'll give you 1 minute, all right? Be quick. The left hand side is the first,
white,
okay?
White, then yellow.
White, yellow, okay.
No.
Is that it?
I remember I learned my belt from
very green.
You have 10 seconds. Okay, be quick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1. Thanks. Give them a hand. I think they have gotten most of it right. That's pretty good. Let me show you what is wrong. Who can tell what is in the wrong place? The last two. Swap them and they'll be right, right? That's right.
Well, is it red? The stripe. What stripe?
Okay, yes, that's the right order. So you have the white belt first, and then the yellow stripe, and go and get the yellow. And then the yellow with a green stripe, after you've gotten the yellow. And then the green with the blue stripe, blue with the red stripe, red with the black stripe, and this is called a tiger belt. Half red, half black before you get the black belt. So they got the over like 80%, right? That's really good. Thanks. Knowing how to put them in the right order is just the beginning. Do you understand the meaning of each color? Let me tell you. White signifies ignorance, okay? Or being innocent or blank about the knowledge of Taekwondo. You know nothing about Taekwondo, okay? Or you have some knowledge that's not complete. And yellow is like the soil. You're starting to build foundation of Taekwondo. Green signifies the green plants growing. So you are developing your skills as a Taekwondo student. Blue is the sky. Sky is the limit how much you can grow as a plant. So you're developing further your Taekwondo skills. Red signifies fire. Fire can be dangerous. After you have developed more skills, if you don't have good control, you can hurt yourself and hurt other people. And the black belt symbolizes that you are mature in your understanding and mastering the basic techniques of Taekwondo. And there are another 9 levels after the black belt. From the first degree to the 10th degree black belt, it takes 45 years. Right? So it's a nice sport for me, a nice time discipline and training. Similarly, the belt of truth. I don't see that we have many different belts of truth, but I see that in the belt of truth, there are many levels of knowledge, understanding. Where are you? In the belt of truth. White belt? Black belt? You know, how much you know about the Bible, how much you have understood about the Bible. How do we put on the belt of Taekwondo? I have put it on quite well. See, both sides of equal length, symbolizing balance, integrity. Left side, my name. Right hand side, Taekwondo black belt and the stripes. Now I just show you how I put it on, but without giving you any instructions. I want a volunteer to try to put it on the way I put it on without getting any instructions from you or hints. And then I will tell you how to do it properly. Maybe you can figure that out yourself. Lure. You're training karate, so you should be able to do it. But you might not have got a black belt. It's tricky to have the name on the left hand side and this on the right hand side, also hanging the sword at the same time. Okay. So yeah, what happened?
Watch yourself. Okay.
Have you learned how to enjoy your failure? That's the secret to success, you know? How can anyone succeed without failing first? Have you seen babies falling while they're learning how to walk? If immediately after they fall, they will give up, will they be able to walk and run even? Let me assist you. I hold the sword for you. It's like... look at the audience. So everybody will see how you do it. See, just put it on the belt. You might think that's easy, but I see many people who have been training for years and they don't know how to put on the belt right.
Drop it.
I like
shoeing. Quite tricky. To have it look nice.
Wear it like a
sack. And balance. Have you done
it? No.
Did it help?
Enjoy this.
See, that's how what people do when they try to figure out how to hide a belt. That's usually what comes up. I've seen quite a few belts like that.
You have to make them the same style of each time
you
start. That's not shorter than yours.
Yeah. You gotta so many part. People giving you a hint. Yeah, it's good. It's hard, huh?
Okay. There you go.
Now super good.
Make sure the length is the same.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Very tricky, yeah?
You're gonna get the word.
And the sword. You missed the sword, okay? Even though I was holding it. That's okay. Okay, is that okay? Good.
Sure.
Need some instructions? Does it look right?
No.
Now, untie it. Okay?
I
have known it and understood it, and I studied how to do it. Okay, I read instructions about it. And let me give you some very easy to follow instructions. Okay? Left hand first. Left hand on top of the right hand, left hand knee. These are the three rules. Okay? Left hand, that means wrap around your waist. The left hand side, this one, is on top. Okay? Right hand side on the bottom. And the right hand side knee, that means you wrap around your belt. See now, the second step is to adjust the name. Before you do that, yeah, you can adjust the name so that they are of equal name. And then again, the right hand side knee. Okay? So tuck it under. Okay? Okay, but you did it wrong still because the name should be on the right hand side in order to have the name right.
Oh,
make sure this is tricky. So the name, reverse it like this. My name first on the left hand side. Okay, and then left on top.
This is me.
Okay, wrap it around. Pack it through. Now adjust the name. Okay, and woo. Is that the name?
Yes.
Okay. Now again, this is still actually the left, the knee. So put it on top of the right. Put it through the loop.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's cool. Okay, again. Turn it. Okay, that's about the same. Okay, so with practice, I'm sure you can do it yourself.
Yes.
Right? Good job. Good job. Thank you. And see how I do it. about the experience of tying the belt, you'll see that Lu Rei was first listening. If he did not listen to my instructions, he would not be able to do it. Okay? And the second part is, you might read about it, and you might study it, how to do it. And then you might even memorize the instructions, and then you can do it. See, when it comes to putting on the belt of truth, you need to do the same. Most people learn by hearing. On Sundays, they come to church to listen to the preacher preach to teach you about God's word. They go to Sunday school. The Sunday school teacher would teach, and you would hear God's word. So the first thing that you can do is to listen to God's word at least once a week. Come to the worship service, come to Sunday school, or even come to Bible school study. You can also listen most of the time. But according to statistics, most people will remember only 5% what they have heard 24 hours later. So hearing or listening is not really a very good way for you to retain what you have heard. How can you do better when you hear? Take notes, please. Those people who have been to college, they know, and maybe even high school students, you take notes when you hear, because your memory, most part of that is short term. Until you take notes, you review it, you think about ways for you to remember, and then you can remember it. Okay? The second part is reading. Reading God's Word. How many of you are reading God's Word every day? Or is your Bible dusty? You haven't even touched your Bible for years? Reading God's Word every day. You know what? People can retain about 15% of what they read, what they have read, 24 hours later. And they have studied. According to statistics, after people have studied something themselves, going through the process of learning themselves instead of just hearing, they can retain 35% of what they have studied 24 hours later. Let me ask you, the fourth picture represents reciting or memorizing something. How much can you retain if you can memorize something, the whole thing? That would be 100%, right? So memorizing is also a very important element of putting on the belt of truth, or knowing, understanding, and remembering God's word. I want you to do all these four prayerfully. Pray while you do each of these. Why? If you look at the slide, John 16:13 says that, but when he, the Spirit of truth, that's who is the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit inspires human authors to write down the revelation from God in the Bible, in the scriptures. The Holy Spirit also guides Christians to read and to understand God's will through the Bible. John 14:14 says that, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. I will do it. It doesn't mean that I say, Jesus, help me do this. But it means that we understand Jesus Christ's will. In his name means that we know, we understand his will, and we act, we do things according to his will, and we want to do things according to his will. And when we act in Jesus Christ's name in this manner, he will do what you ask for. Of course, asking God to help you to understand his holy word, to put on the belt of truth, that is in the will of Jesus. This is the prayer in Jesus' name. Alright? So, do this. When you go through all these four steps, maybe you have some other way to learn God's word. Lastly, how can you put on the belt and let it stay on you? Go to the next slide. How can you put it on and let it stay on? I started practicing Taekwondo 5 years ago when I was already 33 years old, pretty old. Some people would think that that's too old for you to start, but I started anyway. And during the busiest time when I was in seminary or graduate school, Bible college, yes, I liked watching Kung Fu movies, martial art movies, but watching it is different from doing it. Do you know doing it is much harder than watching it? Yes, it is the interest, the first picture, something that's intriguing, interesting to you, that help you to get started in something, like hobby or interest. But do you know how changeable, how fickle is our interest? It changes over time. It is like emotions that changes. Some people say, I like it today, and then say, I hate it tomorrow. It was another hard work, especially in my first 3 years of Taekwondo training in a traditional Korean Taekwondo school. Very strict, much stricter than the school that I'm going to now in Baton Rouge. I got my first degree black belt in Dallas in a traditional Korean Taekwondo school. But during the past total 5 years of my training, I noticed that 90% of my previous schoolmates didn't make it to the black belt. Most of them dropped out. Why? It's understandable. Because it is hard. For me, I thought about quitting a couple of times. When, like as a graduate student in Dallas, also serving in church, serving in the community, have a family, maintain and grow in the loving relationship in the marriage, sometimes it's just too overwhelming. I wanted to quit. And I was tired often after studying for a whole day. And when the weather was 100 degrees in Dallas in summer, it was unbearable. You don't really want to go out. Or when it is in winter, it's freezing, below freezing point. You don't want to go out. I was caught in thunderstorm on my way to the Taekwondo school or on my way back home. Hailstorm, tornado, and I often have fear of getting injured when I go to spar with my schoolmates or when I go take a test. I was also afraid of failing the test. Now the economy is bad. I have been thinking it's quite expensive to continue to go to the Taekwondo school. So that's another reason for me or for some people to quit. The fact is there are hundreds of excuses for someone to quit from doing what is good and what is beneficial. But what helped me to stay on was understanding the value of my training. That helped me to continue. I understood that the hard training will make me physically stronger and healthier, mentally sharper, and also spiritually more disciplined. But certainly, you know what we need? Besides interest, besides knowing the value, we also need to have a commitment, a promise to keep, a promise to God, a promise to myself. Whenever I say I'll do something, I say I have to finish. I have to fulfill my promise. That is what's lacking in most people nowadays. They don't understand what is commitment. As a result, they cannot finish what they started that was good and beneficial to them. Most of them are quitters. But lastly, what helped me to continue was ultimately God who gave me endurance and strength through His Word and through the Holy Spirit. If you look at the scriptures, Ephesians 6:10, we already learned. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Christ is the source of all power that we need. And Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Him. Here it is Christ who gives me strength. Jesus Christ can give us the strength to endure and finally finish the commitment we have in putting on and staying on the belt of truth on us. If you continue to do that, I believe you get deeper and wider in your knowledge. understanding of God's holy word, and you will be able to withstand the attack from Satan. So with these four things, I was able to finish my Taekwondo training in Dallas. 3 years I got my first degree black belt, and I even got a trophy, not only a black belt. For my black belt test, I actually got a best performance of the test. I was surprised when the grandmaster of the school gave me that. I just tried my best, and my best seemed to be the best. I got the trophy. But it was all by God's grace. It was really impossible by my own power, even just to get my black belt. If you think about the four elements that helped me to stay on and get my black belt, first degree, and later on, I came to Baton Rouge, I continued my training by another school, not as strict as the traditional Korean, but still a good school. And I just got my second degree black belt. I'm going to take another test this coming Thursday. I just continue my commitments. And besides interest that changes, I know the value, I have the commitment, and I have the endurance from God. If I don't start my day with God's word and prayer, I find out that I feel very powerless, even physically. But when I start my day with God's word and prayer, my mind will be purified. And even physically, I have the strength to do what God wants me to do in the church and in my life, what is beneficial to me. Whatever you are pursuing, think about these four elements while you are in a school trying to graduate and later on try to have a career or in your marriage. These four things will help you through. Similarly, think about these four elements, how you can put on the belt of truth and let it stay on you through these four elements. I have made a commitment to myself that I'll continue to put on my black belt of Taekwondo, and also, do you know that I also have a black belt of truth? The 4 years in that, 5 years in Dallas, 4 years of seminary training, I got a master's degree in theology, that's two master's degrees together, that really helped me to be deeper and wider in the understanding and knowledge of God's truth. I have not stopped since then. Since I became a minister, I've continued to learn every day, and I think I soon will be a third degree black belt in God's truth. Where are you in God's truth? What belt do you have? Let's not stop learning. God gives us a mind, a brain, so that we can continue to learn. And I made a commitment that I will never take off my Taekwondo black belt. As long as I have a body that can move, I continue to train. As long as I have a mind that can think, I continue to think about God's word. As long as I have a spirit, I will continue to worship God till eternity. Do you have a commitment to put on and let the belt of truth stay on you so that you can get wider and deeper in the knowledge and understanding of God's word? Put up your hand if you have the commitment. Commitment is very crucial. I will be one of them. I hope even though you have not put up your hand, you will make a commitment. Because the benefits, the blessing is eternal. To put on the belt of truth. Next time we'll look at the breastplate of righteousness, how that is related to the belt of truth, and how to put that on in our spiritual life. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your rich word. Spending time just reading, studying, and thinking about your word, you just bless us. I also pray that you would help each one of us to give us the commitment to not only put it on, but stay on when it comes to putting on the belt of truth, God's word. I pray that God's word will give us the wisdom and the strength to fight against Satan's deceitful schemes. In those areas I mentioned earlier, God, help us to be strong and not be defeated by Satan. I pray that we all become triumphant Christians instead of defeated Christians by your power, because in Christ, by his power, we'll be able to do what God wants us to do. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.